Okay, we're in the Rambam now, first chapter, Hilchos Mechusari Kapora, Halacha Ches. Remember, we talked about four Mechusari Kapora, that they need to get atonement, besides going to the mikveh, everything. It was a zov, a female, a zov, a male, a yoledes, a woman gives birth, and a mitzorah. Okay, that was number one. And we listed the types of korbanos that we brought, and we said the most important one is the chatos that they have to bring. If you don't bring the ol, it's not as significant. You have to bring it, but still, it's not the worst thing in the world. We briefly talked about what a zava gedola is. She has three sightings. We talked about a woman being a suffix if she's a zava. She's not sure if she had the right three sightings, or a suffix of a yoledes. And whenever we remember, this is what we have to remember before we can start at the ches. That when a woman is a vadai yoledes, a vadai sova, she's got to bring that korban. She doesn't bring that korban, then she can't go in the base of mikdash. And if she goes in there, she gets kari, she can't eat kachin, that's a problem. If she's a suffix yoledes, a suffix zava, then we still insist that she brings the chatas. Because if she doesn't bring the chatas, then she never goes into the base of mikdash. So she's got to bring the chatas, though we don't really want to bring the chatas because we don't know if she has to bring it. Right. And therefore it would be chulin bazara. Or you're making the food an avela by breaking its neck. Remember, a bird, you break its neck. Yeah. It's not a proper shkita. Yeah. So we can't eat it because it could be it's chulin bazara that you can't eat, but we've got to give her a way of getting atonement. So we're going to reluctantly, when it's a suffix, she brings that korban chatas. Okay, and that's a similar situation. We're not sure if she was pregnant or not, and then she gives birth to a nafel or things like that. So suffix yoledes, etc., etc. Two women, the one gave birth to a 40-day nafel, one didn't. So they still have sveikus, right? So all those issues over here. Okay, now we're going to now see a new law based on all this. Halacha ches. It's not hard, but you just have to, as they say, halt kop for the rules over here. Okay, it's a number of chidushim the Rambam is going to lay down as we go ahead over here. Achas hayoledes v'achas hamopeles vlad echad ovlodas harbe. Let's say a woman gives birth to a full-term baby, or whether it's a miscarriage, one time or more than one child. She could have a child this year, a child next year, let's say. Okay. So then what happens? Hareza mevia korban echad lekulam. You could bring one korban for all of them under certain circumstances. Okay? Not one this year and one next year. That includes two separate obligations to bring two separate korbanos. But it's possible, as we'll describe shortly, that it's possible that through the process of childbirth, and obviously we're going to be talking about miscarriages here, it's possible that you could bring one korban that really would take care of two, would have been two separate obligations. Let me make it clear. If she has one baby this year, she's got to bring her yoledes korban. And let's say she didn't. And you have an infinite amount of time to make it up. You just can't go to the base of mikdash until you do that. What if she has a baby next year? Okay, well, she's chayav two korbanos, one for baby one and one for baby two. There's some situations where you can double it up, and one korban will work for both. They're very unique situations. Let's explain clearly now. So now we're going to get a situation where there's two situations that would make her have a tumas leida, and that would normally need, remember, on the 41st day for a boy, and the 81st day for a woman, a big girl, she brings the korban, and now it allows her to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, again, if it's a boy, 7 days of Tumah, whatever she sees is Tameh, 33 days, whatever is Torah, but she can't go to the Beis HaMikdash until day 41 and brings a korban. A girl, it's 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of Tara, and the 81st day she brings a korban. Fine. So now to be considered a possible birth of a fetus that we would have to bring a korban, that it must have gone 40 days in vitro. That's the minimum. Less than 40 days, it's not considered any kind of a birth. It's just called water. If we know for a fact that the baby, she was pregnant 41 days, if we know 41 days, she miscarries, that's called a ledah. And now she goes through that process of the 733 or 1466. Really? And if you know what the gender was, if you don't know the gender, you have to be strict on both sides, which will be repeated again later anyway. Okay, so now that you know, it's got to be a minimum of 40 days of the fetus for there to be an obligation to have tumas leida and to have to bring a korban. Now, the situation we're going to talk about, if within the 81-day period she has a kid, doesn't matter what, it was a miscarriage, a kid regular, okay, and I got an 81-day opening till that korban's due. Well, she ain't going to get pregnant on the first day after she gives birth, not likely the first 7 days. You can't touch her, she's tamei.
Right. Yeah.
She has a female, it's 14 days. You can't touch her. She's tamei 14 days. Theoretically, it's not practical, but theoretically, she could go to make the then for just for the tumas that, and she could be with her husband. Okay, now, you got from 14 to 81 is 67 days. It's possible she could have got pregnant on day 15, let's say, and then she could miscarry, let's say, on day 70. Which is a 55-day pregnancy, which is clearly a leida. Now, she miscarries that. The kalach is going to be, since it's within that period of the 81 days that she had to bring the first korban, the second obligatory is subsumed within the first one, and when she brings the one korban, it knocks them both off. And that's,
she couldn't have bought the first one. Anyway.
She can't bring it anyway. She's got to wait 81 days.
Is that why you can bring one for both?
Because it's within that period of time.
Right.
And then it's considered, one second, and then it's considered sort of like she had twins.
Yeah.
Which is that same tkufa. If she had twins, how many korbanos should she bring? One. So it's like, it's considered, it's halachically considered, since she is not yet able to bring the korban. So the rabbis consider it, the Torah considers that it's one part of one long process. Remember that korban is just to give her a tahara of being able to eat kachim. That's all it is.
So, even though it came from a separate set of
And she's lacking kapara till the 81 days pass.
Yeah.
So whatever's going on within the 81 days will be included in that.
So the second one doesn't get its own 81 days.
That's, no. It can be included within this. It gets included within this. That's the chiddush. In other words, it's even though it's not really twins, but that's the chiddush of this halacha. So let me read it again. Achas hayoledes v'achas hamapeles vlod echad or vlod asarbe. It doesn't matter if you gave birth or miscarried one child or many. Hareisem evia korban echad l'kulam. You bring one korban for all of them. It's a possible the case. And what's the case? Kulam bilsoch yemei malos. Give birth to all of them within that period of the fullness of the 81 days. Of impila acher yemei malos. What if she miscarries after the fullness of that period, after 81 days? Then mevia af alasheni. She has to bring a korban on a second one because that's already after that window. Kate said, let's have an example. Now, this can only happen if the first baby, whatever, was a girl.
Right.
Can't happen if the first one's a boy. Because the time for the boy is 41 days.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way you could have an embryo that's a fetus that's 40 days. You can't get it in the 41. So it can only work out if you had a girl first. That's why Ram only mentions girl. Can't work out with a boy.
Right.
So Yolda Nekeva. She has a Nekeva. Fine. So call on a fallen shitapil miyom haleda at sof yom hashmoni. All the miscarriages that she can miscarry until the 80 days, harei nechshavi mimavlad harishon. It's considered with the first baby. Ukeilu, it's like from a halachic perspective, yolda tamim zechazet, like she had twins one after the other, even though it's not biologically twins. But halachically, it's considered you had one after the other, so to speak. Ve'enam aviela korban echad. You only bring one korban. Okay, clear. Now, what if he pila nefel biyom shmonim ve'echad? What if she miscarried on day 81? Right? What's that going on? That's after the days are up. Umiyom echad shmonim and beyond 81. So im hiru ilu korban, if the second one that's born would normally be fit to bring a korban, harezim ibav korban, you bring a second korban because it's after that period of time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first halacha. Now it gets even interesting. We're going to be connecting things even further. Yolda nekeva. Let's say she gives birth to nekeva. Ulachar shishim o shivim yom, and after 60 or 7 days, within that 81 day period, he peel and came and said, she miscarries a second one. Second miscarriage. You had the first miscarriage or first baby, whatever, care of the first one. And now within, coming close to the end of the 8 days, she miscarries another female. Okay, that one's going to be for sure included in this first carpet, but we're not done yet. Now that the second one was born, we now extend another 80 days. Another 80 days is extended. Kol nefel shetapil besoch shmonim shel nekeva zu hashnia, any future miscarriages that will happen within this second 8, because now you get a second 80-day window. Okay? What have there, petur alel, you're exempt as well from that, from being a special one for the third one. And if she will indeed have a miscarriage, let's say 60 or 70 days after the second miscarriage, whatever miscarriage within the third one is also petur alel.
So
we'll
go back.
Yes, exactly. In other words, wow. You have baby number one. You got an 81 day window. On day 70, baby number two, nefel. Okay, you're not going to bring a korban on that one. You've created another 81 day window. There's another 81 day window from the second baby.
You don't bring a korban?
No point in bringing the first korban. You already got a second one. A second, it's like the extended baby, it's the twin.
Sure.
So now we're not going to bring anything on day 81. No point, because she's got to have to bring another one anyway for this one. So now we create another 81-day window.
Right.
Now, if the third one is, let's see, within 81 days of the third one, so now what happens, and this can go on ad infinitum, as long as you're keeping within 81 days of the next one that's born. So
and
the third one gets incorporated in the second one, and the second one's incorporated in the first one. Remember, after 81 days, you don't have to bring the korban after 81 days. That's the soonest you can bring it. If you don't bring it 5 years later. So it's like an extended period. The first 81, well, it's already being extended by the second. It's as if she had twins, but it took 60 days for the second one to come out.
Yeah.
So the first 81, like, goes by the boards, as we're. Now, right? And therefore, we take the second, we take the third, and it just keeps getting rolled back into the other one. 1 second. So let's just say the last part. So the fourth baby is considered together with the third baby. And the third baby goes with the second baby. It's within that 81 day period of that. And the second one is together with the first one. You only bring one korban for all of them. That's how it's possible. But if at the second one is born or miscarriage after 81 days of anyone that's previous, that now is on its own thing.
Right.
And then be a separate korban.
Right? Are you just assuming these are all girls?
It can only work with girls.
No, if you have a miscarriage of 41 days, you can't identify.
Yes.
I don't think in those days they could identify.
If they could identify, they could. If you can't, you can't. And then the sphakas make it much more complicated.
I thought we said if it's a dad,
we're
going to
have a little. We're doing it simple now, where we know. Let's just do where we know.
Okay.
That's all. And certainly, you know, after 55 days, as far as 6 days, it could be known. It could be known. Whatever. They could know. Okay? Certainly nowadays, you could clearly know.
So
they could know. They know. If they can determine. If you can't, it creates sveikos, which creates its own. I mean, we can create all kinds of complicated situations. Rama's going to give us another one and test just a little bit of complication. You can only begin to understand how complicated it is if we don't know what the gender is. And that's what test is going to give us a little taste of non-gender clarification, as it were. Okay? Halacha test. Hayoledes tumtum or androgynos. You give birth to a tumtum or an androgynos. There you have it. which we don't know is a zachor or an akelim. Well, what happens when you give birth to a tumtum and an androkinos? Safik zachor, safik nakeva. Let's take it slow. When you give birth to a tumtum and androkinos, what's her halacha status? Give her all the chumras, all the stringencies. How many days of tumah does she sit? 14. Remember, for a boy, it's 7. A girl, it's 14. We got to be strict.
Yeah.
14. How many days of tahara?
66.
No, you have to be chomer. Chomer. Tahara means whatever blood she sees doesn't make her tamei. Okay. So you want to go to the small amount, which is what? But it can't be 33 because you already took 14 into it. So you only have 26. Because you already stole 7 of them because we extended it out 14. Right. You have the chomers of a boy, of a girl for 14. Chomers of a boy only gives you up to 40. 40 minus 14 is 26. But when does she have to bring the korban? What's the longest time to wait? Remember, you can't bring... I didn't tell you. We did it yesterday. If you bring the korban too soon, it doesn't count either. If you bring the korban... Let's say I want to get it out of the way. You know, I've finished my 14 days, and I'm in the middle of my 33. Or I finished my 7 of my 33. I finished 4 of those. Yeah. Earlier doesn't count. You got to do it over. It has to be after that period of time. Now, which one are you going to have to do it after? After how many days to bring the korban? 81. In case it's a girl. Say you're going strict on every end. 14 days of tumah, maybe it's a girl. 26 days of tar, maybe it's a boy. 81 days to bring the korban, maybe it's a girl. That's the law just for the tumtum and androgynos, because we don't know what it is. Okay, so now let's make it interesting now. So now after having the tumtum and androgynos, now vehipila nefel. Now she miscarries. Achar arboim miyom leidoso, 40 days after the birth. Okay, so now how are we going to treat that?
Well, it's still like the 81.
Well, that there's not much to discuss over there. If it's 40 days after the birth, that is for sure not going to be a viable kid. Could it be viable? What's within 40 days, right? Hare, well, v'nevel achar arbor miyom leidoso, hare ze mevi korban al nefel ze. You bring a korban on this nefel. Why do you bring a korban on this nefel? Shemer zocher hu arishon. Maybe the first one was a zocher. V'hare hipila achar malos. She may have, miscarried after the conclusion of that. Because 40 days is going to be after the finishing of that, right? Because it could be we go with a boy, and it's a much, it's not within the boy's time frame. I don't know why he picked 40. He could have picked 60. It would have been much easier, okay? 60 is within the girl frame, but it's after the boy frame.
Right.
So therefore he's saying, so we're really not sure, because it could be she gave birth to this baby after the 41 days were up, because it could have been it was a boy, right? And therefore, what do? It's a suffix if you have to bring a korban. It's a suffix you have to bring a korban. Now, why? If it's within the 80, it could be it's within the 80 days of the girl. So then you're clear. But it ain't going to be within the 40 days of the boy. You're never within the 40 days of a boy. We don't know if she had a boy or a girl. It's a tumtum and androgynos, right? So on the girl side, you're within the zone, and it gets exempted. If you're on the boy end, you're beyond the zone. It's not exempted. So what do you got to do? It's a case of a suffix. You have to bring a korban. So what's talacha? You have to bring a korban chatas. She has a second obligation. If it was a boy, she had to bring one korban for the boy, right? But she's going to bring it on day 81. Why for the first? Because it could have been it's a girl. But on the other hand, you had the second one well within the 81-day frame, which would have exempted you, but it could be after the 40-boy day thing. And when it's after the 40-day, they have a new obligation to bring a new korban for the second baby. But we don't know. So that's a classic case of suffix on the second one. So what do? Whenever there's something, you have to bring it. Because she needs two korbanos, so when you bring that one, that enables her to at least be tahor for that to go with basin, but you can't eat that korban chatas because it could be a chulin lazar and it could be an avela. Vein chatosa necheles. Why? Kashema nekeva hi arishona, because it could be the first one was a nekeva. Ubesoch nlo sipila. Maybe she taka miscarried within the first 80 days, and there was no obligation to bring the korban at all because it got covered with the initial one. She pitur mi korban. She has to bring a korban sheni, and now you're bringing some as chulin lazara. So that's the case where you're not sure what the baby is. The Rambam does not go into other cases if you know what the mother, the first one is, and you don't know what the second one is, but you would figure out the math. All right? But you, I don't, I'm not going to bother. You understand, if the first one gives you an 80-day window, and now you miscarry something, you don't know what it looks like, but you know it was 40 days, you don't know what it looks like, well, it'll be incorporated within that first one, but... Well, then, I guess it's not a question because it's incorporating the first one. But if it's beyond the first one, then it's a doubtful one. Then you wouldn't, you'd have to treat it as a doubtful one.
The longer that she postpones this, she can't eat Kodashim and all that stuff, right? Like, as long as she puts it off, she can't eat Kodashim.
That's right.
So, are we saying to her,
so in other words, let's go back to that first case. No, I understand.
Don't be a lacrimous, don't...
You have to understand, the woman, like you're going back to that first, you have 2, 3, 4, you keep extending those 80 days, what you're asking. But you can't, even if you bring a korban on the first, you now have a korban on the second you have to bring. As long as she's got a korban down the pike, she can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, let's say you have one baby. Okay, 81 days later, you bring the korban, you can go. But what's it going to help for you to bring that korban if she had another baby within that time and that second baby pushes it off another 81 days? Even if she brings that first korban, she can't go to the Beis Hamikdash because the second baby that's born requires an extension of the 81 days.
She's waiting for
that. So we don't got a choice. She sat there saying, well, she's just delaying because she only wants to bring one korban. That's not what's going on over here. Even if she brought that first korban for the first baby on day 81. But she can't go to the Beis Hamikdash because there's the second baby that does not allow her to go to the Beis Hamikdash because you got to wait for that 81 days.
Yeah.
So it won't help for you to bring it. You follow? Because there's another baby that's created another 81-day period that she can't go to the Beis Hamikdash because of the second 81-day period that's overlaps the first 81-day. So therefore the rabbis say, you know, when you're finished with all this business, just bring one korban and you clean them all out for all of them. Follow? Good? Makes sense?
A korban has to bring...
What?
A korban has to get rid of...
She has to bring a korban. She can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay? Let's see if we can... you know, let's stop it here because the next one's going to take more than 5 minutes. It's a little tricky. All right, we did 2 halachas. Tomorrow we will finish the parak for sure. Shkoyach, guys.